Now listen. You're listening to Paul Mansell on Marlo FM.
And it's Tuesday's Eclectic Light Show, Top Tunes Tuesday, and we've had some great top live tunes from the duo here, Elaine and Annie. And we've got another new song from Annie coming up. Oh, she hasn't got her headphones on, so she couldn't hear me.
I'm such a, what's the opposite of pro? Amateur. Ah, would you like us to play my song now?
Well, tell us about it first.
Yeah, well, I wrote this. It's a song about how you can be going along happily in life and then suddenly something hits you out of left field and everything changes.
Sorry.
Oh.
You just moved that as
I just stopped my flute, Michael.
You moved your flute as I honestly, as I pretended to punch your head.
Right. So what was I saying? That something comes along and hits you out of left field and turns your whole life upside down. And because I've been through a really difficult time in my life the last few years, and because I lost my mum actually, and so this is about how, you know, things can just completely turn upside down, but then you can actually just say, well, I have to be careful with my language now. You have to say never mind, and just carry on anyway. And and it's not a question of moving on, is it? It's a question of just coming to terms with things and then just,
you
sort
just
of
got to carry on.
Oh, there's lots of nodding going on. I like this. And the title of the song is How It Is, which isn't a very exciting title. And I think Elaine and I have been thinking, well, I should do something.
It's a very
about
exciting song,
but,
though.
Yeah, but the reason for the title is that around this time when I was having a go at writing this song, I went to the Tate Modern. I don't know if any of you have been there, but there's the huge turbine hall where they always have a great big piece of art. And at the time, it was a Polish artist, I've written his name down, Mirosław Balka, who'd done this huge box that you could walk into. And the idea was that it was very hard to walk into a dark box. But the way I was feeling when I wrote this song, it was easy to walk into the dark box. It was actually quite comforting, and I liked the darkness. And
But
what happened then was I turned around to come out, and I found that difficult, you know, coming out into the brightness and the light and the colours and the noise. No, and it was interesting, because I thought, you know, that's a bit of what life's like sometimes, isn't it? You just have to say, ah, life goes on, let's get out there. So, anyway, I will change the name of the song eventually, but at the moment it's called How It Is, and I sang it the other night at our gig, and it looks like I'm good, about to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not singing it.
So I hope you can remember how it goes. Right. Let's get into the zone.
So, do you want to count?
Let's think of the speed. I think that'll do, won't it? So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Da, 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 da. I used to think the world was round, solid earth and solid ground. Nothing wavered from the norm, everything was true to form. I looked around, saw day and night, the starry sky was quite a sight. All the order of the changed, everything was oh so strange. The earth became a swelling sea, mountains rocked and rolled the trees. The wind was blowing all around, shifting sands and swirling ground. The sky went green, the sea began to drown. All around, solid ground,
solid ground.
Things would change.
How it is,
how it is, how it is, how it is.
what to say and what to do. Step out into the unknown, take a chance, make it your own. You never know when things change pace and you'll be hurtled into space. Just grab it, look it in the face and say, all around.
Are we going to be able to do that? That's very well done, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry about the wrong chord there.
What I've realised, you know, having a go at singing as well as playing, is sort of I forget when I'm singing that I've got to play, and I forget when I'm playing I've got to remember to sing again.
Yeah.
But thanks, Elaine.
Oh yeah, well done, well done, Annie.
Oh, and the intro of that, if I may just say, I actually wrote for the violin because Gavin was our violin player at the time, Gavin Jones, and I thought it'd be hilarious to tell him that he'd got a two-note riff. Dum, 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 dum. And his face when I told him you've got a two-note riff to play. And, of course, when I do it with Elaine, we have to do it. So we've worked out a way of doing it with Elaine singing
the violin,
and me playing.
Yeah, I can cope with that.
But we have to do a two-note riff.
It's good. It's catchy.
It is catchy.
Yeah.
It's bouncy, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. We need catchy, bouncy numbers.
Well, when I download the recording tomorrow, I shall extract all these live bits and play them out again.
Right.
From time to time, yeah.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, let's hope they've come over all right then.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I think people will be ringing in if it sounded bad. There's usually people out there. So
I can hear the phone now.
It rings. Oh, it's distorting. It's distorting what you're doing. So, no, I think I finally got the knack of this mixer, I think.
Excellent.
So, for your final track, what have you chosen?
Should we play this one?
Oh, should we? Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is from I meet with some girls and we write songs. We're a sort of song group and we challenged ourselves to write a song that was uplifting. So I thought in order to be uplifting, I have to bring people down first. So the first part of each verse is down. And it makes you feel, oh, no. You know, but then towards the end of the verse, it lifts you up. All right, so you look out for that. It's called Children of the Stars. Okay, shall I just
go for it and remind me?
Beginning. But life's a big blank canvas with time to fill the space with light and vibrant color to create a special place. Look how lucky we are.
Look how lucky we are.
Children of the stars. We are alive. It's our time to find out who we are. together, live and love, the children of the stars, the children of the stars.
Excellent stuff. Ah, well, I have a breather now. I know you enjoy doing it, but at the end of a gig sometimes you must be absolutely zonked.
Yeah. Especially if you're feeling zonked before you start.
Yeah, we do throw ourselves into our gigs, don't we?
No, we do.
We often say that. Like,
it's incredible.
The morning after, you can feel like you've had a massive workout the day before.
Yeah, can't you? It's so great, though, when the audience are responding, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really electric, isn't it?
Yeah.
Such a buzz, especially. And also, if they like your songs, your own songs, wait till you hear people singing your song. it's a real buzz.
Well, listeners, I think if you like what you heard, I'm sure you did, you must catch them live. So go along to the website, and the website again is elainesamuels.co.uk. Yeah. So all the gig dates will be there, and why not sign up for the newsletter that Elaine steadfastly sends out on a regular basis, so I always know where she is.
Can't get away.
I also want to say we've got lots of clips of us on YouTube as well, haven't we?
Yes, I was looking at those.
We've got full band clips, we've got duo clips now, haven't
very
we?
Very exciting.
We've got a very good friend, Judith Kelly, who is listening right now.
Hello, Judith.
Filming. Hello, Judith. And she makes great videos, sort of promo videos and all sorts of other videos. And so she's been putting things there for us.
And Clive.
Clive, of course. Elaine's husband Clive puts all sorts of things. He's got a whole archive of our stuff, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can find us on YouTube and our website.
Yeah, just search for Kindred Spirit and you'll find us. Anyway.
Reverb Nation, you've got us on.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Lemon Rock, you can't know. Yeah. Well, thanks very much, and maybe at some point in the future we'll try and get the whole band together for you to come and do a gig.
That'd
be exciting. Yes, we've got a suite adjacent in an adjacent building, which is now plumbed in. I know all the technical terms. It's plumbed in, so you can set a band
like
up.
A cup of tea as well.
We might even be able to get an orchestra in there. And that reminds me, I'm going to be interviewing the leader of the Sid Lawrence Orchestra, who's coming along to the Wickham Swan in a couple of weeks' time. They're doing a tour of Glenn Miller music. So my end tune tonight, my end version of Stardust Today, will be from Glenn Miller. But it's time for me to say farewell. It's gone so quickly. Thanks very much again to Elaine Samuel and to Annie Parker for coming in today and entertaining us. And you know, it's great because I get to enjoy the live music and I don't have to do anything. So you know, it's easy peasy for me.
He's over there twiddling knobs, I think.